Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to You're Important to Sarah, and you are very important to me. I know that you know who's online today because the phones are ringing off the hook. Folks, I know this is going to be a disappointment to you, but today isn't about readings. Today is about telling you how to survive the shift, what you can do for yourself in your own spiritual world. So if you are calling in for a reading today, I'm sorry, this show is really profiling what Helen Olsen does and what the shift is doing for us. But stay tuned, because she has a wonderful promo at the end of the show. Before I get to Helena, let's talk about what psychics are. Psychics, energy healers, gypsies, readers, seers, we've really all got the ability within us, but not everybody actually knows how to utilize the gift. I'm a reader. I'm a Romani card reader, which is a gypsy reader. My soul intuition, my entire understanding of what a person needs at the time when they're in pain, the path that they need to follow, I'm really more of a soul counselor. I've been reading since I was a child. It's just something that was very, very natural for me. I understand the judgments and the expectations that come with this. People think that because you have the ability to see, that you can see all, and that is not the case. We can only see what we're meant to see at the time that we're meant to see it. And let's understand something, folks. We're purely the messenger. If you don't go into action, it doesn't matter what we see for you. If you don't walk the walk, nothing is going to happen. Helena Olsen is a gifted woman. Her gift is that she can hear, see, and feel her intuition, thus being able to guide her clients to clarity in all aspects of their lives. Helena, like me, came to her awakening as a child, but as we do, was afraid of her knowingness, and at the time, it was not something that we talked about, because, let's face it, people do fear, and they think you're a freak. Well, I've learned to embrace my freakiness now, and as I know, Helen probably has too. We've come to understand truly the gift that is given and the purpose for which we are meant to do it. Helena is also a trance channeler. We're going to have her explain that a little bit more to us. A powerful conduit of both energy and voice of the divine realms. She's also a Reiki master. She helps people all over the world in healing, centering, and bringing equilibrium into their lives. People everywhere are very grateful for the gifts that Helena and her angels bestow upon them. Helena believes that love is the answer, for with true love in our heart, hate has no room to manifest. Love creates such a high vibration that fear and hatred just can't register on it. She's been a regular speaker on many, many shows like The Late Night in the Midlands. She has appeared on media spots. She has a featured commented in a book called Power Crystals, which came out this year. The author is John DeSalvio. And she is also does psychic boot camps. That's very interesting. I know as a reader that seeing someone's path and aiding them to take the right choices for themselves is extremely gratifying. We will not be doing readings, as I've said today, but discussing the wonderful global shift that is happening right now. It is escalating at such a speed, and the changes and the awakenings and the realizations that are happening is absolutely fantastic. But understanding that with new birth, with new creation, the old has to crumble. So when you see the sensationalism of things collapsing, do not fear. They are collapsing because they no longer serve us. And out of the roots sprout new hope, new purpose, and new direction. And this is what we are going to talk about today. So I'm very, very honored to have on my show Helena Olsen from the Angels Lighthouse Company. Hello, Helena. How are you doing, my darling?
Well, I'm very well, Sarah, and thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I have to say that we're of like mind on everything you commented on. We're not going to talk about psychic readings today, but actually there are many people who do read in a way that they profess to understand the future, and I read like you do. It's about spiritual path work and what's coming up for you depending on the choices that you decide to make. So I understand that. But today we are talking about the shift, and that's a fascinating topic that we could probably talk for hours about, right, Sarah?
Oh, days or weeks, actually.
Yeah, well, I can, well, my voice will only go so far. But I want people to connect with me at angelslighthouse.com if they would like to. And that was angelslighthouse.com. It's been an honor to connect with you, Sarah, because you're a remarkable spiritual path coach and worker in helping people to understand what choices they have in front of them and to walk forward without fear and in total joy, because joy is something that we're absolutely required to have in our lives. I'll start talking about what I think about the shift right now, if you'd like, Sarah.
I would love to, because I know that at the present moment we're seeing escalation of it. You know, it kind of it went in spits and spurts through the year, and then there'll be stagnation, and you're like, well, why aren't I moving forward? And all of a sudden, like a propulsion, and multiple things happening to many, many people.
And that's true.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely fantastic. But, of course, it always does bring fear to some people, because some things have to fall for some things to rise.
Well, I guess the first thing that I'd have to say about the shift is that there are sort of two and possibly more camps of people. Some people do not understand what is happening. They have no connection to it. They don't read about it, and there is nothing that is going to come into their awareness other than they have too much piled on their plate. They have days where they're irritable. They have days where they don't know why they don't feel well or have a headache. And they're not understanding how much the energy that's coming in around the planet, not just with the solar flares and all that sort of earth changes, but also in the repair they're doing cosmically to the matrix and to all the energy systems around us, okay? So what it is the way I'm seeing it, and I know you agree with me on this one, Sarah, is that anybody who's here on the planet now made a contract at some point to come in at this historic time. And we are exactly where we're meant to be. We are all built with the spark of the Creator, God, the Commander Universe, whatever name you want to put on it, the Divine, inside ourselves. And our purpose is to be kind, to be compassionate, to be loving, to help others, and to also experience joy and celebration. And so what's happened is this shift has disrupted people's energy systems. It's made them be a little bit irritable. Some people, it's sped up their paths. It's made people more intuitive than they ever thought they were because, of course, with all this energy coming in, the veil is just thinner than ever, and people who thought they were never intuitive are suddenly connecting to all kinds of things in the universe.
Yes, so much
and,
awakening.
So here's the message that the angelic realm wanted me to talk about in this show. And that is that I have an issue with arrogance. My issue is that every single one of us are exactly the same, okay? There's nobody who's better or worse. If you're going to find teachers that resonate with you. Do a lot of reading. Read on the internet. Accept the information that resonates with you for yourself. But the fact remains is that every single one of us, every one of us, is already a light worker. And so the idea of expecting Sarah or me to be the only light workers is kind of silly. You are a light worker in whatever capacity suits your purpose. You can be a light worker just by standing as a pillar of strength for the community around you, whether that's your family, your neighbors, the place where you work. You're a light worker by the work you do and being compassionate and helping others at work. If you're a medical person, a teacher, anything that you do to extend the energy of light and love to people around you helps to stabilize their energy and understand there's someone of comfort, someone who's a pillar of strength that they can connect to. okay? And so the message is to walk without fear. You know, I talk to a lot of people, Sarah, who are having very serious financial issues. I want people to understand that some of this breaking down of systems that you already mentioned is not their fault. It's not their fault. They're caught in that financial tide of chaos that just blankets everybody. And even among working people who have money coming in and so forth, food has gone up how much? You know,
exactly.
I don't even know anymore. You know, it's,
yeah.
Everybody is feeling it. And
yes,
it's just...
But that's just, just the changes that are needing to happen. You
right.
know, I mean, there always has to be disruption. I mean, people think just because things are disrupting and crumbling and banks and governments and everything are facing things, we need the disrupted to get the old so that the new can be reborn. And the new is based in compassion.
But see, when you're on a spiritual
and,
path...
And with more compassion for one another, yeah.
Yeah, when you're on a spiritual path or you want to understand this information better, it's great to go to someone like yourself, Sarah, because you can help people see and observe what's going on without taking that negative energy into themselves. They can see that maybe that fancy, luxurious car has to go, but that's not the end of their life, you know?
Precisely.
It's just an object, okay? Whatever it is that they need to understand what's important and what is not important. And I don't care how rough things get. I don't care how difficult everything is. We have to find a place of joy. We have to enjoy and stand in gratitude for all of our loved ones, for all the things that we do have in our life. And just by that first song you played at the beginning of your show, waking up with a smile and being grateful for everything that's around us helps us to stand more solidly and to totally resonate in that high vibration. And, you know, it's been a long road for me over many years learning how not to sort of react to every little thing that walks in front of my face, but to observe it and understand that it has its place, that other people have their journeys, and that just because someone else is behaving in a way that we don't care for, we don't need to talk about it endlessly, we don't need to pay a lot of attention to it other than understanding their journey and the idea that they are themselves and we are us. We have a choice on how we wish to react.
I think that's the important thing here. I mean, personally, my company is called Importance of You. The show is Your Importance to Me. I have another new show coming up next month, which is The Importance of Your Challenge. And it's challenging people to spend 90 days on themselves, purely for themselves, doing something entirely for themselves. Because even in this disruption, even in this turmoil, although there isn't any money, if we give in to the tension and the worry and the anxiety, we start causing so many health hazards, psyche hazards, emotional hazards to ourselves. And we really must place that importance on our own selves. You know, as they say in an airplane, oxygenate yourself first, because if we can't breathe, we can't help anyone else. So to remember that you need to spend time on you for your own equilibrium so that you can see what opportunities and possibilities are in front of you.
Well, I will give you a good example of myself. We had a lot of very, very serious health problems going on with people very close to me this winter. And I was truly amazed at myself, Sarah. 10 years ago, I would have been hysterical, rolled in a ball in the corner of a room crying, not knowing what to do. And this time, I didn't cry once. I was there for them, and every day was a new day.
Yeah.
And I found time to enjoy myself with friends, and I found time to take care of them, and I found time to say, I have two things at the same time, so I need some help with this. And I didn't crumble, and I didn't take it into my system and become sick. And I was really amazed. This stuff really works. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, it really works.
It really
and
does.
Some people, you know, I talk to a lot of skeptical people, say, well, if they're doing that to me, how can I not be mad? You know?
Yes. Don't take it personally. It's their issue.
Yeah.
Don't take it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We love that four agreements, you know, speak your word with integrity, don't take it personally, don't assume, ask, and just simply do your very best. And I think that's such a simple code to live by.
Perfect.
And, you know,
I think
the two things is we take things personally when somebody dumps on us. No, they're not dumping on us because it's to do with us. It's they're just venting. something that's to do with them. And, you know, when we see something, don't assume that we know what's going on there. Ask. It'd be completely different. And, you know, human nature, we're inclined to judge. Don't judge. Somebody has different shoes to walk in. Ask. And maybe ask if you can help.
And that's such solid and perfect advice, Sarah. It really is. And it's first you have to get in that place where you want to be happier, where you want, where you desire, where your intent is the idea of I don't need to feel all these crazy emotions because of other people or things going on in the world. I just need to stand as that pillar of strength for myself. And that extends to all the people that are around you.
Domino effect. You know,
that's
it isn't
right.
Like get up every morning with a smile on your face. And, I mean, you walk into biopsy. If that person is feeling miserable, that misery rubs off on you. And if you are positive, you know, sometimes it just feels ugh.
Yeah.
If somebody even says, I'm having a smile to make my day, you're now, you feel better. You smile at them, they start smiling back at you, you feel you've done something. Hey, wonderful. Now we have that lovely domino effect of everybody feeling better.
It's true, and I think that there's an idea that, you know, you can be kind and you can extend compassion, you can extend love, no matter how toxic the other party is. Extending that to them keeps it from absorbing into your field, but it also helps them shift, even if it's a little bit. It helps them shift. That's very important.
It is. I had somebody on the show a little while ago, Alan Klein. He's called the Jollyologist, and you know he believes that laughter overcomes. And I completely believe in that. Sometimes things are simply out of our hands. We really physically can't do anything about it, but we choose to look at the funny side of life. And then if somebody is really ill, or even if someone is dying, or you're in dire straits with another bill coming through the door, find something to laugh about, because that laughter releases so much stress, so much anxiety. And, you know, it shows you the gratitude of life. So this is the situation you're in right now, but it's not the definition of your life. Right?
And that's true. And I've actually experienced laughing yoga, which was really fun. And if anybody finds a class in that, they should go, because it really gives you a really quick and clear illustration of how true what you just said is in reality. So,
I've got a young woman in the queue here that wants to talk to you. She's actually a psychic, but she's basically pretty well awoken into her ability, like it's been pounding on her door for the last while and trying to get. And she would actually like, as from one psychic to another, to actually ask you a question. So I have heart in love. Are you online, Cecilia?
I'm here. Hi, Helen.
Hello,
Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, I have a question. I've been psychic probably since I was born, and I've really held it quiet all these years. I've been basically scared to even let people know I can do what I can do. And I would like to know, how does one do it so that people actually believe them? They don't consider them a fraud, that you know what I mean?
Well, here's the issue. You already know which people not to approach, Cecilia. You know which ones, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And when I'm walking along in life, there are some people that I intuitively know. I can tell them that their beloved passed away relative is standing next to them, and there are some people I would never, ever utter the words to, okay? And they can be perfect strangers. So you're very intuitive about who would be the right one to mention this to. And when you pick that person, because you already have in mind two people, the way I'm picking this up, is you read for them, and then you ask them, would they have any friends who are interested in having a reading? And that's how you start. You know, you start by, there has to be an energy exchange, which I'm sure you understand. So even if you start by asking for a $2 exchange or a $5 exchange, and three more people come to you for a little...
You're cutting out, Helena.
Oh, okay.
I can hear quite clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
even
cutting
if people
out.
Cecilia, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Even if people are coming to you for a couple of dollars to do a little hour or 2 hour long tea session and just drink some tea and talk and have their readings, they're happy with their readings because they're coming to you for a reason, and then they're going to tell their friends because you're going to tell them to tell their friends. You say, well, I'm starting to read for the public, and anybody who wants a reading can give me a call, and that's the way it starts, Cecilia.
Thank
you. Know?
You.
The idea is that there are neighbors of mine and people in my area. I have children in school. They don't even know what I do for a living. You know, we find our way and connect in paths that we're meant to. And you will find as you go along, there's going to be a naysayer here or there. The idea is to ignore them because that's always going to be the case. No matter what job you do in life, there's someone who doesn't like your job, doesn't like what you do. You know, you just have to let that go. And when you start out, make sure that you're connecting with people who are definitely interested, and they will connect you to more people.
Do you find yourself ever being too direct?
I'm very careful about being direct, especially when it comes to angelic messages. Angels, are you okay? So I'm hearing that you are clearly connected to angelic realm. Angels can be blunt to the point of pain. So
yes, I have had that. I sometimes even go past the angels. I actually speak with the divine at times, and
yeah,
they can be very blunt.
And so we're dealing with humans, and the problem is that they're human. So you can't really blurt out to someone, oh my, you're on the wrong path. Oh boy, you know, you can't do that. But what you can do is say, what I'm hearing is that you have better choices. So it's not that I don't tell the truth, it's that I morph it into something digestible by the person sitting in front of me, okay?
You filter it.
I do a little bit because you can't just blurt out what the angel is saying because it sounds mean sometimes, even though they're not being mean, they're just being honest, but humans don't resonate with total honesty all the time. So,
and we also work
you know, the truth is a wonderful thing.
Level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They work on a different level, so we have to speak to that emotion.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, if they're telling someone something specific, like you're far too judgmental with other people and this is why you don't have many friends, you can say that to them. I mean, I have said to people, they're telling me that you have a side to you that's very judgmental, and sometimes people are turned off by that, you know, and maybe you should look into how to speak with more compassion and still speak your truth without neglecting to see their journey and their path, you know. So I try to expand on it a little bit if it's something very specific. But, yeah, I think with the angels, if you're really hearing them and you're really connected to them, it's not the same as reading angel cards. Angel cards are much softer. People can use their own voice to interpret them. But when you're hearing that blunt, straight truth from them, a lot of people don't resonate with that. And I, in my earlier years, I did find that people would think I was just being mean or making something up. So I quickly changed my outlook on how to interpret their messages.
So it's a learning process then, how you speak to people.
I think it is a learning process. I don't lie and I don't change the truth. I just soften it or filter it a little bit so that it's understandable and easy to recognize, put it that way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks for calling, Cecilia.
Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you,
good luck to you, dear. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We've just got a few minutes left here, Helena. Would you like to also talk about your you know, being a Reiki master and your energy healing and you know, your boot camp? You know, maybe we've got a few minutes left. We have 6 minutes left. Maybe touch a little bit on those other sides of you that you do.
Well, I think that Reiki, I'm going to right now give my big tips for people expanding their intuition if they're interested in that. And the first tip that I have, and I'm going to be very brief about them because I know we only have a few minutes, but the first tip I have is about choosing teachers and groups and people to learn from. There are many, many teachers in the world, and it's wonderful to stick with someone you really love for a while, but also open your mind to many other teachers and perspectives so that you can take the learning that you need for yourself. The other thing, the next thing that's a huge tip is actually learning all about your energy system. Now, my chosen suggestion is Reiki because it's widely available to lots of people all over the globe. And Reiki does encompass receiving attunements that connect you to divine energy. And so that helps expand your channel. The next thing is to absolutely learn how to meditate. We really have to find a way to find that space to allow our intuition to blossom. And you can learn meditation. I think it's best to learn it in a group. And often these groups, beginners meditation groups, are offered for free in many community centers and hospitals because it is a stress reducer. The next tip is actually picking up some kind of psychic tool and using it, because it's just like going to the gym and lifting a 1 pound weight when you're not used to. And so that psychic tool can be...
That
psychic tool can be anything that calls you. It can be angel cards, tarot cards, runes. I know a woman who reads chicken bones. I mean, it can be anything. You know, as long as it resonates with you and it's something that you can understand, you can take a class in it, you can read a book about it, you can look on the internet, you can learn it yourself. But you really need to be using that psychic tool to expand your intuition. As far as Reiki goes, I love Reiki. I think that it's an amazing way to connect to the divine. I've talked to many people over the years who've absolutely become more psychic or opened their channel because of Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to channel energy. For me, myself, I am a Reiki master, but I have to say that I'm not sure it's Reiki anymore, because mostly what I'm doing is channeling divine energy. And so Reiki gave me that amazing opening to be able to connect with lots of things. So, yeah.
So I know that you have, I'm sorry, folks, that we didn't have readings today, but that's not what the show was about. But you have a special promo for everybody. What was the promo that you would like to have everybody?
Anybody who's listening to Sarah's show today and would like to connect to me for a reading receives a 25% discount on your service, whether it's reading or energy. And all you have to do is mention to me that you heard me on Sarah. You're important to Sarah. And I will be happy to reduce your fee by 25%. And that discount
is
good. The discount is good until the if you book by the end of September.
Wonderful.
So,
that's very generous of you. That's a long way.
I love to read. And you're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
That is very generous, because everybody needs that direction, even us, right? We sometimes kind of book so much of a... And it's like, we need somebody that can just see our clarity, because at the present moment there's too much in our basket. And, you know,
it's really funny. It's really funny because, you know, I think that you do this. You can tell me, but I'm pretty sure you do this, but I know I do it. And that is that when I have a personal issue, I'm not necessarily clear on it because it's too close. And so we rely on our colleagues and trusted friends to guide us.
Basically, what we're doing is reading vibration, you know, kind of waves and frequency. And it's very hard to read your own. So you do need to change. Hey, Helena, and I've got a date, darling. Over Skype, we're going to read for each other.
Okay.
I know.
That's amazing.
Darling, because we've only got a minute left and got to announce the next week's show. And I so thank you for coming on. I really think this is wonderful.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Sarah. I am honored, and I appreciate being able to connect with you, because you're just remarkable.
Thank you. And I hope that you're going to come on my future show, the importance of your challenge, because that is to challenge people to place importance on themselves for 90 days. And, you know, having somebody coming on talking about their Reiki energy and how they can apply it, you know, everything is about those teachers you talked about. And, you know, the one thing I love about my show is that I profile those teachers. And, folks, if you want to find out which teacher is right for you, just go back into my archives. My website is The Importance of You, that's the letter U, theimportanceofyou.ca. And if you go to the Important to Sarah page, you'll see all the archives there of every show. Helena will be up on that show as well. You can listen to any one of them and find the teacher that speaks to you. And also that will be coming up in the next show that will start in September. Thank you so much, Helena. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a wonderful day. Thank you to the audience. Bye-bye.
Next week, I have DJ Mark from the Angel Connection on. Yeah, it's Psychic Mark. She is another lady that the angels. She actually has don't show on that. Listen to CJ Mark's Angel Connection here on my show next week. God bless everyone.